It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Price City Council member Lane Miller. And if Lane's here, we got to be talking about Culture Connection. It's time.
It is.
We've got the final indoor Culture Connection coming up May 12th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Gus Clark, and we're even going to give you a sneak peek of Gus Clark's music. Very, very great artist. We're going to talk all about him. And then maybe we'll give you a little bit of a tease as to what's coming in the month of June as well. Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. How are we?
Good. I appreciate you having me.
Anytime. I love talking to Culture Connection because it's always fun to talk about things that are going on.
It's the highlight of the week.
It is. It really is. And we were just talking before we came on the air with everything that's going to be going on in our area this summer. I think that there will be something as far as there's going to be some form of live music, it seems like, every weekend in the summer, and that is awesome.
We can party every weekend.
We can.
What a deal.
Well, I partied before.
You have?
Yeah, every
weekend. I heard that.
I did that before every weekend. You know, I don't necessarily need live music, but let's dive into this one. Once again, it's May 12th. That's a Thursday night, as always, and this is the final indoor show at the Civic Auditorium that's part of Culture Connection Extended. So yeah. You guys have kind of switched up the indoor event now, too, as well, haven't
we you? We have. We canceled the streaming. We did that. I think we were training people to stay home. And part of having live music is to get out and listen.
You got to be live, right? You got to be there. And that's the best part of the whole thing. So let's get into this. His name is Gus Clark. And you said he's from the Hill Country of Texas.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is, but that sounds pretty cool.
Well, they can't be big hills.
No, they can't.
So let's talk about that, this gentleman, for just a little bit. Gus Clark.
If you read about him, you know what a traveling troubadour is.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of describes him.
He is, and I've listened to him. It kind of reminds me a lot of, and you know, I don't throw this around lightly, but his singing and his singing style kind of reminds me a lot of Hank Williams Sr.,
It's
in that kind of a vein and those kinds of things. But yeah, that a traveling troubadour kind of really seals the deal there with him.
He started early, put on a backpack, hop freight trains, travel all around, sing. But whatever, he's really, really good.
He is. And in fact, let's go ahead. We got a clip right here of Gus Clark, and we're going to play it for you.
Okay.
If I gotta go, I'll go down swinging, where there's lights and laughter, booze and blondes, and lots of sad, sad singing. I'll sober up tomorrow and cry all day, I know, but at least I'll go down swinging. What a swinging way to go.
All right, so that's what you're getting. That's just a taste of what you're going to get on Thursday, May 12th, with Gus Clark coming. And once again, we said this is the final indoor Culture Connection Extended of the season. All right? And no stream these times. We did away with the stream. We got rid of it. And so give people the particulars of it. When does the doors open? When does he start? All that good stuff, Lane.
Doors open about 6:30. Music starts at 7:00. Usually have about 90 minutes or so of fabulous music, and then you're free to go home. But you will be entertained, and you will have a good time.
And you know, we talk about this all the time, about the great lineup that you guys do, even in the winter months when we go indoors to the Civic Auditorium. And it's a great, great time to get out and, yeah, be with your friends, be with your neighbors, and enjoy live music. That's the best part. And the key part is live. You've got to be there, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do.
And that brings so much to the thing. I think we waited so long to be able to enjoy this, and now it's time to get back out and have some fun.
It is. It's time to get out, time to enjoy your neighbors. You know, the cool thing about Culture Connection, we have a dedicated group that show up every week. And then we have folks who come when they can, but it's always fun.
It is always, always a good time. They do so many great things, and it's free to the community. So head on down there once again.
Glad you mentioned that. It is free.
It's totally free.
Yep.
That's the best part about it. you get free music.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat that. Nope. So once again, this is May 12th, Thursday night, as always, the final indoor show at the Civic Auditorium for Culture Connection Extended until the weather gets cooler, and we don't want to talk about that right now.
No.
So there will be no stream. The doors open at 6:30. Come on down and see Gus Clark. He'll take the stage at about 7 o'clock. Now, we mentioned that that's the final indoor. It's not the final Culture Connection.
No.
You guys have a heck of a lineup.
Summer season.
Heck of a lineup starting June 9th. So let's kind of run down just what you've got coming in June, and then we'll get you in a little closer to the dates, and we'll talk more about each one in depth. What's going on in June for Culture Connection?
First one is June 9th, and that's the Whiskey Boys.
They're a great band, too. We've talked about them. We've listened to them. I like the Whiskey Boys. I believe they're from back east.
Yes.
And they're going to be here on June 9th. Then who's next?
Wedge.
And that's the local group.
Our local kids.
And that's the great thing about Culture Connection. And this summer, you guys kind of tried to have somebody local, it seems like, every month, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, at least.
And that's, when you and I have talked about it, that's where Culture Connection came from.
It is. And we're really blessed to have a lot of good musical groups.
We do. And then the following week after Wedge,
Slow Ride.
And they were just here, correct?
Yeah, they were. They did indoors.
They had a fun time. Everybody enjoyed Slow Ride.
We asked them to come back.
And then the end of the month, it is, you know, Carbon County's Adopted Sons and Daughters. And who's that?
Shuffle.
And they're a great time.
And their lead female singer is from here. She is a Jackaletto.
There you go. What more do you need? So get on out. Get ready for a great summer of music starting. We're going to kick it off. We'll say it starts May 12th with Gus Clark.
Good.
Down at the Civic Arena, the Civic Auditorium, 6:30. Doors are going to open. Show starts at 7. Get out there and have a lot of fun. Lane, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you taking out the time.
One thing we didn't talk about, beer garden during the summer.
You can't miss that.
Nope.
That'll bring more people out.
I guess it's legal for me to say we'll be selling beer.
You can say that.
Okay.
Yes. That's perfect. So you can't miss with Culture Connection this summer. All right, Lane, once again, thank you so much for taking the time out to come in today. We appreciate you, and let's get ready for some live music and have some fun.
I'm ready. I'll be there.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.